Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hi, this is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is paranormal investigator and empath Don Staggs. And you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is intuitive and remote viewer Harvey Althouse, and I want to wish the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, congratulations on 7 years of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com. Way to go, Sophia. You rock.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth. And you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30-Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRoffTours.com. You are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Congratulations to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, for celebrating 7 years of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I'm John Temporelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. And this is hands down the world's most unique paranormal broadcast, where 19-year-old Sophia Temporelli broadcasts each and every week and discusses all the latest haunt topics with all the paranormal field experts themselves. And today is no exception. But I want to thank Rob Sirk, the site founder of LiveParanormal.com, for providing this format each and every week. And thank you so much, Rob, and to all of our moderators. Thank you guys for patching us through at live events throughout the years. And thank you guys so much for all of that. Rescheduled due to the Hurricane Florence just a short time back, we can now welcome North Carolina paranormal investigator Michael LaChiana, founding lead researcher with the Heritage Hunters Society, onto today's show. Everyone visit on Facebook, Heritage Hunters Society. That's Heritage Hunters Society. The Heritage Hunter on Facebook too as well. Twitter and Instagram, at The Heritage Hunters Society. And YouTube, THHS Paradox. Upcoming next weekend, we have Method in the Madness paranormal mystery author Kimberly Brouillette. That'll be the 13th next Saturday. Also, Dr. Phil and Ricky Lake Show in-studio psychic FBI profiler and author Jennifer Schaefer returning to the program, as well as award-winning filmmaker author Richard Martini. That's going to be 2 weeks from today on the 20th. Official Brookdale Lodge Santa Cruz Hunters Marianne Porter and UK filmmaker Don Phillips will be on the program on the 27th. So that's going to be Halloween weekend. Intuitive medium and ghost pet spirit author Rob Guttrow will be on this program on November 3rd. Inventor of the God Box, Orion device, the DCT sensor creator Jeff Boatwright will be on the program on November 10th. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. We have other people scheduling their spots too currently. So we'll let you know as we learn of their name when they book their dates real time. So you can like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli Facebook fan page just to learn about the guests as we learn of them real time. Also, too, like liveparanormal.com Facebook group page. A lot of new great paranormal investigators have been added to the lineup here on liveparanormal.com as broadcasters and also paranormal investigative team member panel roundups on the weekend. So a lot of great new things here on liveparanormal.com and History FM. Check out the memberships. They start as low as $2.99 here on liveparanormal.com. That's how much they are a month. Rob's great at rewarding the audience here. So a lot of books autographed by some of your favorite paranormal authors. He likes to reward people here on the membership pages as well. Support the vendors here. So any Christmas gifts, anything of that type coming up, make sure you get them here from the vendors on liveparanormal.com. Tonight on Live Paranormal, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, and as always, monthly Mondays right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigatti, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more on this very network. Archive shows, if you miss anything, need to toggle forward for anything, they're offered on the homepage of liveparanormal.com as free MP3 iTunes downloads immediately following the show. And as always, we have Peter James will be taking your...
Come through, Peter. Speak to me.
Well, Peter,
John,
thank you so much.
Talk to me, John.
Yes, Peter, thank you for taking the phones. I've got a million pages open. Everybody loves
I'm here to help you.
Well, thank you, Peter. Let's see here. We got the ghost.
Come through. Sophia. Speak to me.
Okay, Peter, thank you. Sophia, you there?
Hello.
Well, Sophia, congratulations. 7 years of broadcasting, well into the seventh year. You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. I can't believe it's been 7 years. It's been amazing.
Yeah, and you got the video games going. What was going on in there? I heard explosions, all kinds of stuff coming from your room. What were you playing in there?
Well, recently I've been playing Elder Scrolls Online a lot, and yesterday I got Assassin's Creed Odyssey, so I played that a little bit.
Wow. Yeah.
But before that, too, that's probably what you're
experiencing. The whole house is rumbling.
Explosion.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. So, but you got all these social media things. You got all the Snapchat, the Twitter, all the Instagram stuff. Where can people find you?
I'm on Snapchat and Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with one L, and Instagram just at Sophia Temporelli.
Right, yeah, because your name's too long. You had to drop one of the L's and stuff.
It
just kind of works out that way with a long
like
last name like we have.
And my name is 16, so I'm kind of a little bit stuck.
Yes.
So on
some of those
things,
just simply drop one of the L's and you'll be able to find Sophia. Okay, tell us about our guest today. We've been waiting a long time for this.
Rescheduled due to Hurricane Florence, we can now welcome North Carolina paranormal investigator Michael LaChiana, founding lead researcher with the Heritage Hunter Society. On to today's show, everyone visit Facebook Heritage Hunter Society, The Heritage Hunter, Twitter, Instagram, at The Heritage Hunter Society, YouTube, THHS Paradox. Let's welcome Michael into the show.
Yeah, he's got some great EVP captures we're going
to
go over.
Talk to me.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Let's see here. Michael, hey, thanks for coming on.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey,
great,
thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, great. Thanks for rescheduling me. I really appreciate it. Nothing like having a hurricane come through.
Yeah,
right.
Thank you so much for, being able to reschedule and come on. I hope everything went well after the hurricane.
Yes, we were very lucky. We didn't get much damage down closer to the coast, but we're used to that, I guess.
Well, thank you again so much for coming on, especially around everything that just happened.
Thanks for having me, guys. Love your show. I listen to it a lot, and Live Paranormal is great.
Oh, well, thank you much. So can you start off by telling us a little bit about the Heritage Hunter Society and who the members within the team are?
Sure. Well, it started for me in the early 90s when I first moved to North Carolina, originally from New York. And coming down here, there were so many great historical places to visit. And I would do that on the weekend, travel, and was always into the paranormal. And so to me, history and the paranormal hand in hand. And that's when I started the Heritage Hunter back in the early 90s.
So what are the
What
are also the individual roles within the team?
Well, it actually is me and my best friend from first grade. His name is John Brennan. He lives in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we grew up together. We're best friends. And he's still there. He's active. He just got back from Ireland, and he went and did some investigating over there. But we always, anytime we go out of town and we travel to different places, we all meet up and we investigate. He's a seasoned investigator as well as myself, both with the same passions of history and love the paranormal and trying to debunk things and going to different places.
Right.
Well, it's definitely such a great team. And, you know, I know you guys are located within the Raleigh-Durham area of North Carolina,
right.
But what is the actual coverage area of the Heritage Hunter Society?
We travel international. I've been to London, I've been to Spain, I've been to France. I've been very fortunate to be able to travel there and investigate. We do cover pretty much the East Coast. Him being in New York City and me being here, I cover the whole state normally and Virginia, but we travel. We go to Gettysburg a lot. We love Gettysburg. We're trying to get out next year. We're trying to save our money to come out and see you guys and come do some work in California.
Oh, cool.
Well, that would be amazing. Definitely let us know when you're out here. We would love to meet you.
Yes, we'd love to work with you. Maybe go visit David Orman's house.
Yeah.
All right.
David definitely has a very interesting property, and you definitely never know what you're going to capture there.
Oh, I can imagine. I've been following the Manson murder since I was a kid, and you know, unfortunately, I have a fascination with it just for what it was, and to know that he owns this home, I think he's been doing for about 16 years, having people come there. So definitely an active place, interesting backstory. And who knows what else. I know his property sits on the fault lines too, so who knows energy-wise what's really there.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. He has a very interesting location just in general with everything.
Well, good. We'll all go there together.
Definitely. And I know you mentioned earlier you traveled to England. Can you tell us a little bit about what you investigated there and what you captured?
Oh, yeah. Well, very fortunate. My brother-in-law was living there for a while, so we would visit him. So that would help us out a lot with, you know, accommodations and things like that. And I've actually been to England twice, France twice. I think we were there in 2016. And I have a really good friend through Facebook that I never met, a lady named Nessa Scott. And she lives there. And so I contacted her and I asked her, I said, well, I'm in town. I said, why don't you take me to one of your favorite places? And she took me to the Viaduct Gin Palace, which is in northern part of the city. And we went in in the early, I guess we went there about 11 o'clock in the morning, had a few pints, and they were so nice there, the management. They said, oh, would you like to see the place? And yeah. So I always bring my gear everywhere I go. And so they really were just showing us around, me and her, and took us to the different levels of the building. It's right across the street from an old prison, and part of this building, the prisons and the prison cells were in the basement of this establishment, and so they took us down there, and we went in the cells, and I started running some audio, and, you know, very creepy place, especially as old as, you know, things are in England and London. And so upon review, I did get some great things. I think I did put one of the clips in some of the stuff that I sent you. So if we play that one, I'll go over it with everybody. But this place was a gin palace on the first floor. It was a drug den on the second mm-hmm. floor, and the third floor was the bordello. So yeah, it was a hot place to be, I guess.
Well, that is so awesome you were able to investigate in England. I would definitely love to be able to do that someday. And that's so cool that you were able to, you know, kind of investigate on the spot there as well.
Oh, definitely. They're very open over there, as we're some places in the United States, they're not as open to letting paranormal investigators in, not unless they're charging high fees for things and making money off of it. But over there, they're very accommodating, and they even offered for me to do a full investigation on the weekend there, and they said, oh, we're closed on the weekend, so yeah, you can come in all you like. It's like, oh, wow. So definitely looking forward to going back.
That's awesome. And I know that on one investigation, you heard cannon fire. Can you tell us a little bit about how that all happened and what you feel the source could have been?
Well, I go to a lot of battlefields here in North Carolina, and mm-hmm. I love Gettysburg. But there is a place here called Bentonville, which is one of the small battles towards the end of the war. And it's very known for going to visit there on the weekends and just getting out of your car, and you'll hear these cannons going off. And there are no cannons set up, you know, that are active. And the surrounding areas are just residential small farms. Nobody has cannons out there. They're not shooting them. And we've heard that several times. And we asked the staff, and the staff is very skittish on talking about it. but we have experienced that. We've experienced that in Gettysburg, too. And that's an amazing phenomenon. That's only something caught in time, you know. I feel, you know, like a time slip or, you know, residual that's, you know, trapped in time.
Definitely. That is so awesome you were able to hear that while you were out investigating. I'm sure it must have been kind of like shocking at first to hear that because, you know, that's not necessarily something you expect.
Oh, it's for, you know, as investigators, we love it. I mean, that just excites the heck out of us. So,
sure.
All the people would freak out. You know, we get excited. You know, we're twisted like that.
Yeah, definitely. Except, you know, you think you're catching EVP and there's cannon fire. So you definitely never know what you're going to get on any investigation.
Oh, yeah. And I've been very successful over the years. I've gone to great locations. I really try and seek out places that have never been investigated. That's really what I prefer. I'm not one that really likes to go to a lot of places that a lot of other groups go to. For me, it doesn't interest me, and I feel that they're just kind of worn out sometimes and too popular.
Yeah.
You know, I like to try and find new evidence for the owners and clients. So, I mean, that's probably 90% of my cases are like that, where they're not places that most people have known of.
Definitely. Those are always such great locations to go to, and I would love to be able to find more like that out here in California. But can you tell us about your guest investigation with Black Raven Paranormal of the Brushy Mountain Penitentiary, and what is the rich paranormal history of the location?
Oh, that was a great case. My friend Marty from Black Raven Paranormal, his crew have been around for many years. Great team and great investigators. They invited me to come. They needed some extra hands. So I brought myself and my friend Danny Corley, and we went out to Brushy, which is in Tennessee. And we were able to, the prison, I think, was built around the mid-1800s. And originally it was a wooden building, and then it was taken down, and they made it out of all the stone that was mined from the area. There's all coal mines in that area and granite. And they made all the prisoners mine all the materials to help build the prison. Prison is very interesting. They built it in the shape of a cross so that, you know, I guess that everybody that's in there will constantly be reminded of redemption and saving their souls to be in a cross jail, you say. But it's been, I don't know when the activity first started. I'm sure that people over the years have experienced things, but a group that we work with, End of the Line Paranormal, that actually run the facility for the owners, help do the tours and set up groups to come in there and investigate. So we went in. It's a huge property. What I like about it is it's way out in the middle of the country, and it's very quiet there. So you can be in this huge place, but you can hear just really quiet at night. And it's great for investigating. I recommend everybody to go there if they can to make the trip. We were experiencing a lot of things, hearing voices as we were investigating. And then upon review, I think I got at least in these 6 or 7 hours, I think I got about at least 20 recordings that were really interesting, and some interesting photos of black shadows throughout the property. So really interesting place. Very famous for James Earl Ray, who was the one man accused of killing Martin Luther King. He was a prisoner there, so I think that's one of their main bigger, inmates that was there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it definitely
If you ever get out to the East Coast, you definitely got to come out there with us, you know. It's a great experience to go there.
Yeah, for sure. I would definitely love to go to the East Coast soon. Yeah, there's so many amazing locations out there that I just can't wait to experience and be able to investigate.
Oh, definitely. We've got tons of places here. It's great.
And speaking of, awesome locations, can you tell us about your recent investigation of St. Albans in May?
St. Albans in May, that was a few years back. It was probably in May, but I think that was 2015 or so. It was an interesting place. The history is very interesting. It was an old boys school at one point. Then it sat empty for a long time, and then it became a hospital where they did a lot of different procedures that were popular back then. Not so great for the people that were there and did a lot of bad things to folks. It was actually very quiet the night that we were there. It's a very creepy place. When you're walking through it, it's creepy. It's like a maze. You kind of get lost walking through it because there's so many different levels to it. But was quiet. Did get one or two EVPs, but at the end of the night, after everybody left the property and I was alone, it was about 4 a.m, and they had just locked up the building. I went around the back and I just took a few shots. And just as I was taking one shot, I saw this fireball coming out of a window, and I was able to catch it on photo. And it was half in the window and half out. And it looked like more than one spirit.
Oh, wow.
Or energy. I would say it was 4 or 5 energies. I'm going to say the energies coming through the window, basically kind of looking like, where did everybody go? Where? So I did get that photo. And to me, if you can get one piece of really good evidence on, a 7 to 10 hour investigation, you should count yourself blessed, or lucky, because, it's not getting tons of stuff, but if you can get something really incredible, it makes it worth the travel and the time and everything that we put into these cases.
Yeah, definitely. I know that every investigation, you could go to somewhere extremely active and not catch anything, but you could go again the next week and capture some really great stuff. So it's always hit and miss, but when you capture something, it's, so awesome to be able to experience that and know that just happened.
That's right. It's all up to the ghost. It's up to what they're, it's completely up to them, not up to us. And it just depends, do they like you that night, or they just want you to go away?
Definitely. And is there anything that you do as a means of protection before, after, or during an investigation?
We always introduce ourselves. I'm in the service business. I've been in the service business of, I'm a contractor, and I'm in homes for like the last 30, 35 years. So I'm very good at coming into people's homes and making them feel comfortable. So I really apply that with even paranormal locations. We always go in. Some folks that we work with do pray. I don't pray so much. I'm more spiritual. So I just really introduce myself. And we always, you know, ask permission for everything. We're taking photos and, you know, allowing us to be in there. And we thank them that we're, you know, visiting and all. And then when we leave, we always try to remember to tell them to stay and not to come home with us, because we've had a few investigators, good friends of ours, have some really crazy things come home with them. One was where something stayed for like 4 or 5 days. And
oh wow!
You know, we were hoping they would leave, and they finally did. But so yeah, interesting. But yeah, we do work with some more spiritual people, religious people, and that's great too. We like to mix it up and have a little bit of everybody. Some are more spiritual, some are not, as far as religion. But I believe it takes all kinds in this field, a mix of everybody.
Definitely. And what do you think of provoking as a technique used on investigations?
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't like when investigators do it. Mm-hmm. You basically come in, you know, I treat the spirit just like I'm coming into the home, just like they're a regular person. And to come in and do that to people, you're being rude. And I don't, when people get hurt or they get scratched or this or that for doing that, I don't feel bad for them. But we don't do it. It's not something that you have to do. I think it's theatrics, and when you do that, everybody has their own choice on how they want to investigate. So, but we just don't do it, and we frown upon it.
Yeah, definitely. I know some people use it for if they know if there's a dark entity, but you know, it really does elicit responses that aren't necessarily the best kind.
Right, right. And if you're messing with something dark, it may get you real good. We don't, you know, in all the years, I've been doing this for over 20-something years, and I haven't come across really too much that's negative. Maybe I'm very lucky. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm blessed. I do believe that I do have some attachments that are very good for me, and maybe they look after me. But I have never in all my years come across anything really, really what is portrayed on TV or Hollywood, as far as, and not to say that it's not out there, but for me, I just haven't experienced it, so I like to be honest about it, and, but there are, and I do have other teams that do that work, and when I do get cases like that, I refer to them. It's just something that I don't do. It's not my expertise.
Definitely, and I know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions and your EVP.
Yes, yeah, the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And again, today we have rescheduled due to Hurricane Florence, North Carolina paranormal investigator Michael LaChiana. He's the founding lead researcher with the Heritage Hunters Society. And so everyone on Facebook, Heritage Hunters Society, and also The Heritage Hunter, Twitter and Instagram, at The Heritage Hunters Society. That's at The Heritage Hunters Society. YouTube, THHS Paradox, and also it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com, and we're going to be sharing EVP that Michael captured too as well as soon as we return. So don't go anywhere. Feel free to call into the show, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. As well, feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Rick Hayes, the psychic medium, life consultant, author, and lecturer, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Believe.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
Joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is Christopher Sanders with my ghost story on Biography. You are listening to the ghost host with Sophia Temporilli, weekly 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporilli on LiveParanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporilli.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporilli on LiveParanormal.com. And again, today our guest is here, Michael LaChiana. Again, we had to reschedule due to Hurricane Florence, and glad it didn't affect his area too much where he was. We were just worried about infrastructure, but we have him back. We have him here. We have him live. And everyone visit Heritage Hunter Society on Facebook, as well as the Heritage Hunter, Twitter and Instagram at the Heritage Hunter Society, YouTube, THHS Paradox. And I'm going to unmute everybody, bring everybody back into the studio here with the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli. Michael, thanks for coming on today.
Oh, thanks again. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I love the show. I love listening in. You have such great guests and such a wide variety of different folks in the supernatural, paranormal, cryptozoology, just never know what you guys are going to have. I really enjoy it.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for being a part of the show today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to mute Sophia's microphone. I'm going to mute ours, too, as we review these. But, yeah, you sent over EVP captures. That actually, they're pretty spine-chilling when you listen to some of these.
Oh, yeah, I tried to send some of my louder ones to you. That way people wouldn't struggle to hear these, you know, whispery ones. Those are always difficult to hear, but I think some people will, if they turn up their speakers, they're going to be blown away.
And also, too, we've noticed, and it's been kind of confirmed from audience members, too, as well. When you go back and listen to the archive show and you toggle to these, for some reason, too, it's a little clearer. But, yeah, if you put headphones on, you know, live, it's a lot of people pick them up. But, yeah, the clarity is always better, too, on the archive shows. If you go back and listen, they're available as free MP3 iTunes downloads on the homepage of Live Paranormal immediately following the show. And, again, you can toggle back and hear aspects of them, too, as well. Yeah, the longer ones, for some reason, we weren't able – it wasn't able to load into the queue. And but we do have – I have six of these. So we're going to go over these.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't – necessarily put them in order, but we have here, this is 343 picture, and this is one we're going to review. And as we've had Debbie, who is the audio specialist, EVP specialist on Travel Channel Ghost Adventures, when she was on Sophia's show, she always said, yeah, play them three times in a row so you get the full benefit and effect.
Right.
So we're going to do
yeah.
that. Anything about this
right.
location? What location is this?
What does the title say on it?
Yeah, 343 picture.
Okay, that was from the you know, it's jogging my memory. I've been to so many places. That is actually from the Green Park
yeah.
Inn Hotel, which is in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, built in the late 1800s, 1890. Very haunted hotel. And we actually went there for a conference back in 2008. And we captured some of the most amazing things over the weekend. But that one is from from a room, and there was a girl. We were just sitting there quietly, and she was going to take a picture of one of the fellows in the chair. And she said, you know, hang on, I'm going to take a picture. And just after that, you hear a spirit pop in and say what it says.
Okay, let's review the EVP. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to mute your microphone, and I'll mute mine too as well. And again, I'll play these three times in a row.
I'm going to take a picture to say on the breakfast of the spot. I'm going to take a picture to say on the breakfast of the spot. I'm going to take a picture to say on the breakfast of the spot.
Yeah, picture. Yeah. Yeah, you can.
I guess he was popping in the picture.
Yeah, wow. Hey, this is app. Let's see, you have APP Courthouse. Is this Appomattox?
Yes, that's Appomattox Courthouse. I went up there this past year. A friend of mine, Carolyn,
wow,
has been up there and told me to go check it out. And I did. And it was during the day. And I just went with my recorder. I don't leave home without it. And there were some people downstairs doing a tour. There were maybe two or three people listening to the tour guide, but I was upstairs alone by myself, and you know, always asking who's there with me. And then I captured this voice, which I really can't make out what he's saying, but it's very clear of a voice. So maybe the listeners can figure it out. Maybe type in what they think.
Yeah, just seeing the abbreviation for that, it gave me chills. Just knowing that location and not without looking it up,
oh,
that's
yeah,
what I assume this was. How did you get
yeah,
access to that location?
I actually just went and visited for the day, and I'm always up front with everybody. When I have my recorder out, I have it right there, and I ask them, "Is it okay to record?" And they always say, "Sure." And I love the history, so I want to record what they're telling me about the locations too. So then, of course, then I go wander away and ask my questions. So.
Right. Yeah, I just took a stab at it, and I just thought, wow, if this is what I think it is, amazing historical location. I'll go ahead and mute my microphone, and we'll play this.
Anybody here with me? Anybody here with me? Anybody here with me?
Yeah, definitely. It's that same type of breathy cadence and everything that's pretty indicative of EVP. So, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, probably in the archives it'll be a lot louder because when I listen to it, it's very loud. And it's actually a little bit longer. And I listened to it this past week and thought it was almost saying, stab you. I'm going to stab you. It's basically what I heard. It was very clear.
Wow.
But, you know, like you said, when you email things, it kind of loses some luster. And sometimes, yeah, you have to mess around with it. But definitely a voice up there with me. Nobody was upstairs but myself.
Right. And also you and I, like, on the phones and even Sophia, it's like we, you know, hearing the intro music, it's always clear as the audience is listening. But definitely they notice a big difference between the audience even listening and what they get on the archive show. So feel free to go to the archive
right,
show immediately
good,
after this
excellent,
posted and yeah, review. This here is I have a child's voice. And this pretty much is self-explanatory. But where was this location?
Does it say Pink Manor?
No, it just says Child's Voice 1.
That might be what we call the Pink Mansion. We did an investigation there, and I was asking, and the people living there said that there was a little child there. So I just like to try and turn questions around sometimes and not ask the standard questions. And I just said, you know, do you have a message for your family? You know, they want to see you. And then I got this response.
All right, let's go ahead and we'll play it, review the EVP. And, yeah, needs no explanation. This is a child's voice, and here it is.
Your family sent us here to see how you were doing. Your family sent us here to see how you were doing. Sam only sent us here to see how you were doing.
Yeah, and Michael, we have another child's voice too in another one. This is the Hannah and Thistle.
Right.
Is that the same location, you think?
No, totally different location. But that first one, that was the Pink Mansion. And the girl was saying, okay. I mean, from what we made out, she was saying, I can't see them. You know, I'm saying, you know, your family is looking for you. And she's saying, I can't see them. So I thought when I caught that, it kind of really broke my heart. Anything with children really is almost upsetting to me. I have children myself. And, you know, to know that a child's spirit is still hanging out of a location. But the second one is a really good one. I'll just tell you, that's from the Country Squire Inn in Warsaw, North Carolina. It's a winery and it's an old inn, great restaurant. And they've had activity there for years. And I actually was with the owner, and she was just showing me how to lock up the building because we were going to investigate for the night. And we were in the back by ourselves and had the audio running. And she said, just lock this door like this. And just as she said that, this little voice chimed in. And then I'll kind of fill you in more on what it is after you hear it.
Okay, yeah, we're going to go ahead and review. And again, no explanation needed here as far as what this is. Definitely a child's voice, and here we go.
Okay. Okay, well, we're going to lock the red door.
This one here, you just turn that to lock it.
Okay. We're going to lock the red door.
This one here, you just turn that to lock it.
Okay. We're going to lock the red door.
This one here, you just turn that to lock it.
Okay.
Wow, so you had no children
no.
on premises, and
oh,
there's
no.
definitely,
yeah.
it's almost like an English, you know, type of vibrato.
It's probably Irish or Scottish, and the backstory to that is when I captured it, I was like, what the heck's a Hannah Thistle, you know? And I was amazed that it was a child. There were claims that there have been child seen there. So when I sent it to the owner, she was baffled. She was like, oh, my God, and I'm like, do you recognize? She goes, yes. And I said, well, what's a Hannah Thistle? She goes, Hannah Thistle is the name of our cat that stays out in the back of the property. And so I'm like, oh, wow, the little girl was asking us if we saw a Hannah Thistle. How wild is that?
Wow. That's pretty clear, too. Whoa.
Yeah, definitely a high-pitched little girl. I would probably say early teens or maybe a little bit younger, but it blew the owner away. She was amazed that we captured that.
Well, especially when she knows you had no children on premises or anything, that
yeah.
was very much a part of right off of her
yeah.
cadence and her wording almost overlapping. So, yeah, this this is
amazing.
Not children. Is what is on this
okay.
one. Where's this location?
This will blow everybody's mind, just the backstory to this. This was at the Green Park Inn in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. I was sitting in the basement, which was an old big room that was just empty. Years earlier, I had been there with my family, and my children were younger. And it was a beautiful historical place, but there was no games, no pinball, no anything for the kids to do. And I'm sitting in this big empty room by myself. I had the recorder going. And just in my mind, I was thinking to myself, didn't say a word. I was thinking, God, this would be a great game room for children. And I wasn't even saying it. I was just thinking it, going, God, they have all this space. And they could fill this thing with all kinds of games. And kids could be down here. And with that, that's what I got that recording. The ghost must have read my mind, which I would never believe in a million years unless I actually captured that myself. And to have that stronger voice say what it says is pretty wild.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and review the EVP. Again, this is the concluding one. I couldn't get the others to load, but I'm going to go ahead and play this. We'll bring Sophia on immediately after. Let me mute my microphone, and here we go.
Yeah, again, reviewing Michael Lachiana's EVP from THHS, and I'm bringing everybody back into the studio, Sophia, too, as well. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And again, these are clear, too, as well. Free MP3 iTunes downloads are going to be available immediately following the show, so you can toggle forward and get a little clearer range, too, on these as well. But, yeah, they definitely stick out as what they are. But, yeah, Sophia, I have you.
Yeah, what do you think about
Michael
that? I mean,
well for,
he got so annoyed that I was thinking about children, and he made sure that he let us know he wasn't a child.
Right.
Definitely.
Wow.
Those are amazing EVPs, especially the little girl ghost knowing about the cat. So
awesome. One of my favorite stories, and I've been investigating there since 2010, and actually the show that I'm working on, that's going to be one of the episodes from there, and we have tons of evidence, different things, and thermal captures, and all kinds of things from there. So definitely look forward to some more things coming from there.
Your experience within the field, what does the term afterlife mean to you, and where do you believe that place to exist?
I'm sorry, what was that?
So with, you know, your experience within the field, what does the term afterlife mean to you, and where do you believe that place to exist?
Oh, that's a great question. I really do believe that we just transcend to just a very, very close distance to where we are right now. I've read books over the years and studied with different people and, you know, love to read. But I do believe that we're all in the same universe. I don't believe that we're out of this, orbit or atmosphere. I do believe that our spirits, our energies, we can't create it. We can't destroy it. And I do believe it's just another, just another zone that we're in. And that's maybe every once in a while we're getting a peek through. And I've had EVPs and captures where the ghosts were just as scared when they saw us. So they could be living in a different time, and they're getting a glimpse of us. So I do feel that it's, I don't believe that people are up in the clouds, heaven and hell. Is more or less in our universe. To me, that's my belief. Everybody has their own belief. But I'm a very methodical person, very mechanical. I have a mechanical background. That's what I do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
So I equate things to mechanics and even the universe. And everybody has their own beliefs. So
definitely. And who have you looked up to the most within the paranormal field throughout the years?
At 14, that's actually what put me on the path was Dr. Hans Holzer. I read an article of his at 14, never had any paranormal experiences before. And it was an article on how to just use a recorder and plug it into a stereo receiver and go to pure static. And I did that and actually captured a really insane person screaming and yelling. It sounded like somebody was being ripped apart. This is before the times of cell phones and digital things. This is back in 1978 when I first captured this on a very high-powered reel-to-reel that I bought at 14.
Wow.
And I still have it to this day. But that got me on the path. And so Dr. Hans Holzer, I always liked him because he didn't beat around the bush. And he was a great spokesman for the field. I think he wrote over 150 books. I just loved him and, hated to see him pass because he had so much knowledge and things to share with us. There's so many of the Lloyd Orbach and people like that and Dr. Taft. Those are people I look up to. And I'm involved with the Ryan Research Center. I like to follow them. I don't get to go out there enough, but they got some great people out there that are doing all kinds of different work. And I love anybody that really is into our field should support the Ryan. It's a great, great, you know, place to be involved with.
Right.
Definitely. And where do you feel the most haunted location in the world is, and where would you like to investigate the most?
Oh, that's a great question. There's a ton of places to go. I think for the East Coast, I'm going to say Gettysburg. Gettysburg, every time I go, I have the craziest experiences personally, and then I always capture really great things. And so much sadness and tragedy happened there that it's understandable why there's a lot of activity there. But I love the history of it, too. And but then I love Europe as well, going to England and France. I've been to the catacombs. That was amazing, to go down to the catacombs and see all that. And I actually did run some audio and things like that. But it was very hard because they let so many people in there at a time that you really couldn't. But I'd have to say for the United States, as of right now, I'd say Gettysburg is one of my favorites. But, you know, I'm sure the West Coast has got some great places, too, and I can't wait to go out there.
Right.
Definitely. And what advice would you give to people with home haunting issues?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're breaking up.
Oh, what advice would you give to families with home haunting issues?
That have hauntings in their homes?
Yeah.
Yeah, what advice would, yeah, or if kids.
Well, I'd help. Over the years, I've done a lot of them. I actually run, I have the Heritage Hunter, which is my main group. And then for the public, I made two different groups. I had the Raleigh Paranormal Society, and I had the North Carolina Ghost Society. And those are more public things, and they were out there more for for people to look for help and counseling. And I do a lot of counseling for people for free. And I've done many family cases over the years. The number one thing that people contact me about is, first of all, they think they're going crazy. They have experiences. Their children, young children, are experiencing things and telling them things. And it kind of spooks them out. And then, you know, so they don't know what to do or who to contact. And a lot of times they contact me. And I'll email them back and forth, or I'll talk to them on the phone. And we have done a lot of cases where we've gone out and kind of documented. We're really, our biggest main focal point is that we can go in and document if there's something possibly there. And that gives them a lot of comfort to know that at least they're not crazy. We don't remove ghosts. We don't pass them on. We don't do any of that. It's not really our thing. We do have Reverend Sherry that can help us. She's a good friend of ours. And she is ordained minister, and she can help with things like that if people need that with counseling. I always tell people, don't follow what you see on TV. Don't watch a lot of these shows, because a lot of them are produced and made to be scary on purpose. I said, you have to remember it's for entertainment. It's not there to help you when you're having issues in your home. Contact real local groups that are been dedicated to doing this, that aren't focusing on TV shows. TV shows are great, and it brings a lot of, brings a lot of us out into the open, like these shows that you're doing. Mm-hmm. But when you want some real help, don't contact these shows, because I've had so many people say, oh, I wrote to this one or that one. They've never written me back. I'm like, well, they're not going to. That's not what they're for. But there are great local teams everywhere in Europe, in the United States. You just have to get online. Nowadays we have online that you can find so many folks to help. But not to be scared and really – you know, if you do have something going on, that you need to go forward with it and educate yourself and learn what's going on with it. It's either that, or, you know, people like want to move out of their homes. I'm like, well, ghosts are everywhere, so, you know, you're going to keep moving, and if it wants to follow you, it may. So
right.
Education is the best thing. It's really educating yourself and getting involved with some good people that will help you.
Definitely. And I know we're coming towards the end of the show, but I want to thank you so much for coming on today, Michael.
Oh,
it's been great talking to you, and I would love to have you back on in the future.
Oh, yes, please. Anytime. I love sharing stories and evidence. I'm always looking to help other teams and other folks, but I do really appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you so much.
Well, do you have any
thank
upcoming
you again.
Events or any websites or anything you'd like to mention and promote?
I'm actually working on my own show right now. It's a project in the labor of love. started putting it together this year, and it's a lot of these locations I've talked about. It's a lot of the evidence from these places, and it's going to be it should be geared towards, you know, Amazon Prime or some of the network shows that are out there, Netflix, things like that. Probably in the coming future, hopefully this coming year, it'll be all put together. I'm filming them right now. I'm doing some really great historical locations that I've investigated before, and now we're going back to do some of the B-rolls and get the footage and then put everything together and share. I'm all about sharing really good evidence. That's what's important to me more than anything. And the stories and the history
right.
all connect together. And that's the show is called Heritage Hunters Journey Through the Past. And that's what we're doing. We're journeying through the past.
Whoa. Oh, great title.
Well,
yeah, thank you.
Definitely sounds like an amazing show. And thank you again so much for coming on today.
Great. Thanks again for having me on. Have a great day.
Thank
you, Michael.
Too. Bye.
See you guys soon. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. And also, too, the show is always open to you, Michael. Thank you so much. And also to promote. But great show today, Sophia.
Definitely. Michael was such a great guest. I want to thank you all for listening today. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Yeah, and I will remind everybody, too, next Saturday we have and also, too, I want to remind everybody and go through everything, too, where you can find Michael. And I want to thank him again also, too, for having the hurricane, everything transpire that we were able to luckily he didn't have a lot happen in his area, but all the infrastructure is good where he is through Hurricane Florence. But, yeah, today Michael Lachiana, North Carolina investigator with the Heritage Hunter Society. So everyone on Facebook, visit Heritage Hunter Society, The Heritage Hunter, Twitter and Instagram at The Heritage Hunter Society, YouTube, THHS Paradox. Again, next Saturday, we have Method in the Madness, paranormal mystery author Kimberly Brouillette, and that's going to be the 13th next Saturday. Also, 2 weeks from today, Dr. Phil and Ricky Lake Show, in-studio psychic, FBI profiler, author Jennifer Schaefer, and award-winning filmmaker, author Richard Martini will be on the program. That's at the end of this month on the 20th. Also, official Brookdale Lodge Santa Cruz Ghost Hunters, Marianne Porter and UK filmmaker Don Phillips will be on the program Halloween weekend. That'll be the 27th. And also, you know, we know the Brookdale Lodge, it's all restored now. Not like you saw on Ghost Adventures and early days with Lloyd Auerbach investigating for Unexplained Mysteries. The Brookdale Lodge is back, restored to its splendor. So we're going to learn more about the location and some hear from the owner himself, too, as well. Intuitive medium and ghost pet spirit author Rob Guttrow will be on the program November 3rd. Inventor of the God Box, the Orion device, and the DCT sensor creator Jeff Boatwright will be on the program on November 10th. You do not want to miss any of these upcoming shows. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.